Thank you for calling XPO. This is Nia speaking. How may I help you?
Hi, my name is Todd Rosenzweig. I'm scheduled to have a stovetop installed tomorrow. I never received a call today of what time the delivery was going to be, but I just went online to check, and it's listed as between 12 and 4, and I told them that it had to be done in the morning or it couldn't be done tomorrow. So I need to reschedule it for another day.
All righty, just give me one moment while I pull up the order. And for security purposes, can you please verify the name and the address?
Sure, it's Todd Rosenzweig, and it's 9921 Northwest 60th Place, Parkland, 33076.
Thank you so much for verifying that information. And I do see your order here for the stovetop. And it actually looks like you were scheduled for yesterday's delivery.
No, this is not the delivery. This is now for the install.
This is for the install.
Right.
All righty, just give me one moment.
And I'm looking at your website. I have the tracking note, the tracking number, if that helps you, or the.
Sure, what's that tracking number?
Okay, hold on. Make it bigger so I can read it easier. Okay, so it's XPO M165 2101 1. There's a lot of zeros, so it's 1, 2, 3. I'm just gonna go one at a time, so we just do it 0000000000068C97ED.
All righty, thank you so much for providing that. Just give me one moment while I pull up the order. All righty, so I do have you here. Just give me one moment. Yes, sir. Just give me one moment while I look over your order. All righty, thank you so much for patiently holding. So I do see you are scheduled for tomorrow between the hours of 12 and 4 p.m.
Which I can't do.
I'm sorry?
Which I can't do that time, so I need to reschedule.
Okay, just give me one moment, please. Okay, so based off the direct information I'm getting here, you're going to have to actually reschedule this with Home Depot.
Okay. All right. They told all right. Because I when I scheduled with Home Depot, I said it would have to be in the morning, and then they said, "Don't worry, they'll call you, and if it's no good, you'll reschedule with them." Is what they told me when I did it with Home Depot. Okay. But Home Depot may not be open tonight, so I don't want somebody coming here tomorrow when I'm not home.
Yes, sir. Just give me one moment. I can just notify the driver to skip the delivery. Just give me one moment, please.
It's an installer of some kind, but
Well, the install, right. My apologies.
yeah. So you can't reschedule it.
No, sir. It's actually, I was going to notify the warehouse, but based on this order here and how it's actually made, it's not giving me a direct warehouse to contact to reschedule you, because I would have been able to do that. But based off the original shipper, the client is actually Home Depot. So since they're providing me Home Depot information, that means that you would have to reschedule directly through them.
Okay. All right. But you can hold it so no one's wasting their time tomorrow, right?
Most definitely. I did notify the driver to skip the install, and that's just because the time frame didn't work for you. So that way, you know, they can be able to work that out a little better as far as, you know, scheduling you to our earlier convenience, correct?
Well, at this point, since I'm not going to get a hold of Home Depot tonight, I'll call them tomorrow and I'll reschedule for next week.
All righty. Well, that sounds great. Is there anything else I can assist you with today?
Nope. I just want to make sure that I wasn't having somebody come into an empty house tomorrow. Thank you.
Yes, sir. You're welcome.
I'll call Home Depot tomorrow. Thank you.
Yes, sir. And thank you so much for calling XPO. You have a great night.
You too. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. So I canceled the install, but then we have to call Home Depot to reschedule. They can't reschedule.
Oh, they can't. Home Depot
has to reschedule. Well, you wanted me to cancel, right?
It's 12 to 4.
Yeah,
that's not that. You said that it was like
before.
Maybe before 1. If that was the case, I would have said keep it. Oh, but...